Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Well, I'm delighted to be joined now in the studio by singer-songwriter Crea, who some listeners will also know as Karen Cowley of Wyvern Lingo fame. You're so welcome.
Thank you so much.
Lovely to have you here with your keyboard in place.
With my keyboard in tow, yeah.
Because we're launching, or marking the launch rather, of your debut solo EP, The Callows.
That's right.
And we're going to have a little chat, but first you're going to sing for us.
Yes, this is the title track of the EP called The Callows.
Go for it.
And I don't have the strength to fight it.
The Callows. You make it look and sound effortless.
Oh.
Which I know is your skill, but when someone without a musical bone in their body is looking at this, I'm in awe of it. So this is the first solo project post Wyvern Lingo.
That's
so
right.
So take us through where you went from there to here.
Well, it's been a wild year, actually. It's been exactly a year since the girls and I kind of played our last couple of gigs. And this break has been a long time coming. So I was really lucky. I got the Arts Council Bursary Award pretty much straight away and was able to kind of focus on writing this material. I spent a month in the CCI in Paris, and since then I've just been sort of releasing track by track, gauging the reaction. You know, it's strange doing it on your own. But this EP comes from, I suppose a darker place in my life. And the production and arrangement of it is something that is really dear to me, and a lot of it is based around the Irish landscape and sort of inspired by how that gave me comfort.
And the time that you had, did that give you the space to sort of find your sound, or were you very clear on what that was?
I mean, oddly it was very clear, but sometimes there's a big difference in what you hear in your head and then what comes out. But with this project, I worked with a great producer, James Smith, and he really understood it, and we just tried to keep it as natural as possible. And I know I'm a big old school head, like I love music from the 70s, and I kind of wanted to capture that sort of Carole King live feeling, kind of come away from everything modern and just record a live band in a studio, and that's what we did. So I also was loaned a harp around the same time, so I've been teaching myself the harp. And
so you'd never played the harp before?
No, but someone asked me would I have use for one, and of course the answer was yes.
So what did you do? Just sit down and start learning yourself? Or?
Yeah, well, I mean, amazing. The biology of it's similar to the piano, so it's not that wild, but the technique's really hard. So I'm a terrible harpist, but I can do
I
enough to sort of record and write. And that really informed this EP as well, was using the harp as an instrument, a composition instrument. And yeah.
Well, you're going to come back and sing for us in the next hour, which is great news, but you've already disrupted Simon's day, because he says, as soon as Crea started singing, I downed the tools. Magical, wonderful, ethereal. I want to hear more. And you will hear more, Simon, because Crea will be back with us. Where did the name come from, Crea?
So, as I'm sure you know, it's not a great time to be Karen on the internet. But also, and more importantly, people spell my last name incorrectly pretty much every day of my life. People love
they
to
put
call
an
me
or Cowley. They put an or in it, do they?
They call me Crowley. Nothing wrong with Crowley, but it's just not me. So I kind of wanted to avoid that. And I think a sort of it's nice taking a new project and having a new name. So I picked Crea, little tip of the hat to the word Crea, obviously in Irish. But there's also a place called Crea, Creagh, which is near where my mum's from in Shannonbridge, which is also greatly inspired the track The Callows. If you know, you know.
Does it help though to separate the performer from the person a little bit for you?
Big time, yeah. I mean, especially online, you know, it's nice to have your own, a separate thing. And then you're not always connected. So it does help.
Crea, you'll be back with us and I'm looking forward to it in the next hour. But for now, thank you very much. We'll take a quick break.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1. Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Singer-songwriter Crea, I'm delighted to say, is back with us. So what have you got for us this time?
I've got a little cover for you, Claire. I'm not sure if you are a Madonna fan.
Oh, yeah.
Are a Madonna fan. This is just a song I really love of hers, and it was written by a wonderful songwriter called Joe Henry. And I recorded a version of it in studio, and it wound up on the EP. So, yeah.
So this is part of your new EP
as
well.
Yeah, yeah.
Which we're celebrating the launch of today.
Thank you.
Do you want to take it away for us?
Yeah, of course.
Madonna's Don't Tell Me, which has now become Crea's Don't Tell Me, after that wonderful performance. Of course, Madonna is recovering, recuperating.
God, I'm glad to hear she's better. Yeah.
Well, her world tour, I think, is starting in October now. I should tell people how to spell your name, because I know people are going to go and try and find you now online, and you do have a great presence online. It's K-R-E-A, and it's Crea Music Ireland, or Crea _ Music on Instagram.
That's right.
You've got some gigs coming up very soon.
Yes.
Do you want to go through
them? I'm going to be actually in Waterford tomorrow night at the Garter Lane Arts Centre. I'm going to be in Wexford next Thursday at Frank's Place. I'm going to be in Sea Church in Ballycotton, which I'm very excited about, in Cork next Friday, 21st. And then my EP launch will be the Sunday, 30th of July in the Workman Cellar in Dublin.
And you're also in July in the INEC.
Oh, that's right. I'm supporting the wonderful Lisa Hannigan.
Lisa Hannigan. And then in Dublin on the 18th, the Ruby Sessions.
Oh, I am. Sorry, I completely forgot about that. announcing that today.
Well, I have them written in front of me, Crea, so it's easy for me to say. So listen, you've got lots coming up and lots of places where people can find you, and The Callows is out.
It's out now, yeah, it's in the
so
world.
So lovely to meet you and have you here. I feel like asking you to come in every day, but that would be unreasonable. But we enjoyed having you here much. Thank you very much for being with us. That is Crea and Crea Music on Instagram, Crea Music Ireland on Facebook.